Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
I got two words of knowledge here I had to write down. One, and I actually came with this morning, and then the Holy Ghost reminded me of it. All I can, it's like with someone's ear, and I can just see some kind of lump or bump. I don't know if it's on the outside of your ear, the inside of your ear, or what, but there's some kind of growth, some kind of something on someone's ear that doesn't belong there. Who is that? Or maybe it would be a child in the back. Richie, you got some kind of something on your ear, huh? And then, Bray, he has something on his ear. Can you help me come down here, Brother Walter, please? Go get Bray, okay? Thank you. And then the second one, what's going on with you, bud?
A few days ago, my friends brought me over to a pool. I got in. It was like really high pressure. Ever since, my ears have been feeling weird. Today, I can't really hear out of it very well. Just
okay. But I felt like there was some kind of lump or bump or growth or something.
I haven't noticed anything.
You don't know. You just know something's up with your ear. Okay. Well, amen. And then spots on your lungs. Who would that be? You can come up here. I know that one. Sometimes some things seem pretty tougher than others for the Lord, but they're not. I saw spots on someone's lungs. Does someone know that they have spot on their lungs? Don't miss out if it's you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So what's with you, Cindy? You're going to stand for your dad. Okay. But obviously it's for you, miss. What's going on with you? So you know you have spots on your lungs. You know there's something wrong with your lungs. Okay. Well, I've never seen you here. Have you ever been here before? And I don't believe I've ever called out anything concerning spots on someone's lungs. So, do you understand that God did this just for you? And so that's what he has for you to receive today. So we're not going to wait and see if this is, and let's see if this thing works. This is what God has for you today. Clean lungs and a clean slate. And today I want you to know that you will be empowered by the Spirit of God before you go to live for him and to start again. And empowered and graced to make that choice and walk in that choice and live free in him every day. Amen. And it's not impossible. Inside of his ear. Bray, do you understand? Huh? It comes and goes. Do you understand? I was up there singing, praising God, minding my own business. And then all of a sudden, I knew I had a word of knowledge. You know how Pastor Gene gets those sometimes, right? And I call things out. It was like, this one, the lung was up there. Actually, I was home getting ready. And I knew there was a word of knowledge, some kind of lump or bump in someone's ear or on someone's ear, but something about them. God was thinking about Braylon to this morning. Say, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and take care of that today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful name it is.
Thank you, Lord.
And nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. This ear, and so it's clogged. Feels like it is. Okay. Guess what I just saw myself do? Are you ready? In Jesus' name, I'm sorry. I know, Richie. I'm sorry.
I know. Like, it feels like it's already cleared. I don't.
What's going on? Are you hot?
A little bit. Feeling kind of warm, you know, getting warm. Feeling good.
Yeah. That's the glory of God, Richie. I know. You should see his face. He's like... I know, you can go and tell everybody that Pastor Gene smacked you. No, the Holy Ghost got you. I know it. I'm telling you, that's what I saw myself do.
Different. New, like not completely unclogged, but like getting there, dissolving.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the end of the service, it'll be all gone. Praise God. That's a high five. Yeah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. And this year. So just to kind of show you, so that word of knowledge, I know that it was specifically for Braylon. But Richie got in on that because there was something going on with his ear too. And look how God does. Right? But the specific word of knowledge was there was some kind of lump or growth or bump in or on the outside of the ear. But don't you love that? The boldness of Richie to come on and, hey, I got something going on in my ear. And God meets him right there. So which ear is it, bud? In Jesus' name. Lord, such power in your name, such power in that word of knowledge alone, Lord. That lump cannot remain. Nothing can stand against the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. It goes down. It disintegrates and is no longer found. And not to come up again. Because down to the root of what happens in there comes to an end. Cursed in Jesus' name. Nothing can stand against the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah. You got it, bud. Keep us updated, Mom and Dad. You got it. Love you, man. For your dad. He's doing better. Talk about the mercy of God. He was on his way out, wasn't he, Cindy? And he's on his way out. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. You felt like you needed to come up. So we thank you for this grace and this anointing, Lord. As Cindy comes and stands for her dad. In Jesus' name. Look at your mercy, Lord. Look at you. Look at you. Your mercy upon our daddy, Lord. Look at you. Here in the prayers of our mom and herself. Are you in an ear thing? Okay, I'm going to do eczema on your ears. Okay. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. No, that destroys that skin condition. No. Nothing can stand against. Eczema cannot stand against the name of Jesus. Cursed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Does it try and come on any other part of your body too? No, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your name? Wendy. Thank you for Wendy, Lord. Look at you, God. How you bring Wendy here like that. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you for the name of Jesus. The delivering. Speak to those lungs and those spots, you be gone, and that condition that does carry on, I command you in the authority that I stand, that you cannot stay on this woman. In this moment right here in God's glory, she is now completely free. And there is not a spot on those lungs, oh my, now if you could see, and if you would just dare to believe, it's as simple as that. From Father God, we receive. Clean slate. Mark the date. And Father, you brought her here. Now you impart this grace. This grace, Lord, to stay to you near, cling to you, God, and not bow to fear. In Jesus' name, I see that band around your head that would try to oppress you, and I break it in the name of Jesus. No more does it press you in your mind and in your thoughts. Amen. It's gone now. It can't stand. Nothing can stand against the name of Jesus, and no devil can stand in the presence of the glory. Jesus' name. Wendy is free. Oh, Wendy, if you could only see, I believe God right now to show to me. Not seen spectacularly, but oh so very supernaturally. This is your chance. Yet another one I do see, as you have come into the presence of his glory. And you receive now something that you didn't come in with, and that's an impartation of the strength of him to resist temptation. In Jesus' name. We bless you, Wendy. We bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May you never be the same. For God's glory, a new beginning to Wendy's story. Amen.
Come on, let's stand on our feet. Let's thank the Lord. Come on, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you. So good, so powerful, so wonderful. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these healings. Thank you for life abundantly, abundantly. Oh, we thank you. We receive it with them right now, Lord. We thank you so much for it. Lives changed forever. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. And everybody said, amen. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Isn't he good? I knew it was her when you called out lungs. I just looked, I locked, I knew it was you. And we never met you before, but I knew it was her. Praise God. So for whatever that's worth, just the Holy Ghost confirming. Amen? Yes. She was the waitress. She waited on the youth Friday night somewhere at a restaurant, and they invited her, and she came. Come on, somebody. It was all God, you know? He set the whole thing up. Clean lungs. Hallelujah. You know, my brother, he was addicted to all kinds of stuff, but he smoked tons of cigarettes. And the night that he got saved, he gave his life to the Lord. I prayed for him, and that addiction left him. He never smoked again. He never did drugs after that. That one night, bam, completely delivered. And I asked God to clean out his lungs from all the smoking. And he coughed and he coughed. He said, "What's happening to me?" And he just kept coughing, and his lungs were completely cleared out. And he was not. There's been several people that has happened to. And usually they cough and cough and cough. There was one person I'm thinking of that she just went, but her lungs got completely cleaned out. So complete healing in the lungs there. Thank you, Jesus, for whatever it was. Praise God. God's good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Praise God. Well, we can go home and say it was good, but who wants to do that? I don't want to do that. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody say, "I'm too blessed to be cursed." All right, now go to Galatians chapter 3. Well, Braylon's testimony.
She already checked his ear.
Braylon's testimony. Checked his ear. Let's see.
So he had had a growth, and it comes and goes, and sometimes it gets as big as his ear hole.
Come on.
And he can't really hear. And when I walked back to him, I said, "Did you feel anything?" He said, "Yeah, the heat." And he said, "Then it got real cold, like it went down."
After she prayed.
Yes. And I looked at it, and it's completely, like, there's a hole, like it went down inside, like there's nothing left. It's a hole. Like, praise God.
Come on. Hallelujah. You ought to stand up and give him a shout. Come on. Hey! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, thank you, God. Ha, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God forever. You know, and that was probably your all's faith working there that kept causing it to go down, and then it would fight and come back, and your faith would knock it back down again. It sounds like a faith battle going on there. And so here God just steps in and gives that little extra punch, you know, to just say, enough. Done. We're done. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's good. He's so good. Amen. Well, you may be seated again. One thing we don't want to do is just patty cake him when he's doing something demonstrative like that. Can you say amen? Somebody say, "I'm too blessed to be cursed." That just keeps coming up in my spirit. Too blessed to be cursed. Do you believe that? Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. In verse 13, Christ has redeemed. Huh?
You
want to
hear what you
Yes,
said?
I want to hear it.
Said, "I just have to tell you, before I came up, it would hurt in between my ribs."
Thank you, Jesus.
When she would take a deep breath. And now it doesn't.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Somebody say, enough is enough. We're not putting up with the devil anymore. It's done. The devil's defeated. He's under my feet. It's over. The war is won. Jesus is Lord. It's over. Not going to put up with his curses. Not going to put up with his sicknesses, his diseases, and every other ungodly thing. We're not going to put up with bondage. Jesus set us free from it. He redeemed us from it. Hallelujah. We're too blessed to be cursed. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. That's it. It's over. It's over. It's over. We're done. Not going to have it anymore. Symptoms are lies from the pits of hell. We don't put up with symptoms in our body. We're too blessed for that. We're too blessed for that. Too blessed. Too blessed. Too blessed. Hallelujah. Too blessed. It's over. It's over. Is it over, Sid? It's over. Shout it. It's over. Glory be to God. It's over. Hallelujah. I'm done with it. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. See, the devil is violently trying to keep us from what is already ours. He's trying to keep us from what is already ours. This is already ours. This has been bought. This has been paid for. This is done. This is a done deal. And the devil is violently working with his demons to try to keep us from what is ours. What is already ours. And we've settled. We've settled. We've been so nagging passive. We've been so lukewarmy about it. And we've just put up with it. We've just put up with it. It's like, you know, no, 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 no. I'm too blessed. I'm too blessed. I got too much, too much, too much redemption here. Too much healing. Too much life. Too much power. Too much goodness. I'm not cursed. You can't curse me. You can't curse me. I mean, we're not even close to it. We're not even close to it. What?
I want to tell my story. We were riding down the road.
You got a story?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to hear a story?
Yes.
Tell them the story.
Me and my husband were riding down the road the other day, and the road was wet. And we come to a curb, I put on my brakes. Well, our brakes locked up, and we went to the ditch. Then we went to the other ditch.
Wow.
Then we were headed towards the next ditch. And the whole time it was, God, God. That's all I could say is God.
So you were going down the road, you slid, you went into one ditch?
Yeah, we went this way.
Oh, you're sliding all over the road.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, our brakes locked up. And then we went this way. Off the road, and then we had skid marks all the way across the road. And all I could think is God. God. Mm. And I seen the ditch, and then all of a sudden we went, and I know my angels were with me. Yes. I know. And it's like the motor stopped, and we were in the middle of the road.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You're alive and healthy and well.
Yes.
Because he's given his angels charge over you.
I know it. I know he did. I know it.
Glory to God.
He was. Yes, glory to God.
Hallelujah. I had the same kind of experience happen to me. We weren't here very long. We had just moved here. And we were driving down the road, and it was rainy. And then the temperature had just dropped just enough to turn to ice. And we're driving. We're going down 64. And the car it was on ice. We just completely turned around, spun around. We're looking at a tractor trailer coming right at us. We're going backwards. We're going sideways. We started going right off the side of the road, and I just went, Jesus! And when I said that, the car was going off. It was about to go off, and it was a big ditch, telephone pole. It was bad down there. And the whole car just went, spun right back into the middle of the road just like that and came to almost a complete stop. And then I hit the gas because I knew there was a truck behind us. But the whole thing spun around. We were gone. And yet we weren't because we belong. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're alive today and well. Isn't that right, Jason? Where's Jason or Joe? Joe. I purposely said Jason. I messed with him. Glory to God. He's good, isn't he? Thank you, Lord Jesus. He'll keep us on the road. Why? Because we're too blessed. It's like, you know those, you like that bowling? You know that when kids go bowling, they put the things up and they got the bumpers? The bumpers come up, right? And the kids can't help but do good. There's no, right? You know what I'm talking about? Bowling. The bumpers come up and the ball bounces and knocks everything down. We got bumpers all around us. There's bumpers. You didn't see it, but there's bumpers in the ditches. There was bumpers in the come on. There was bumpers in the ditches. We got bumpers all around us. Don't whine and complain about feeling like you've been bumped around this week. Thank God you're alive. You're in the middle of the road, friend. Come on. Stop complaining about the bumps. Enjoy the game. Because you're a winner. You can't help but win. You're spastic. You do all these spastic things. And you're spastic. But you're still bouncing down the alley. There you go. Just bouncing down the alley. Because you're blessed. It's the, what are they called? Bumpers. It's the blessing bumpers. It's the blessing bumpers. Somebody say, I got blessing bumpers. All around my life. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everything's turning out for our good. Everything's turning around for our good. And there's just a lot of things we're not even gonna put up with anymore. Because enough is enough. Enough's enough. And so much of it is the devil's just trying to fake us out. He's always trying to fake us out. And he's trying to put up these big lies and deceptions in front of us to try to convince us that we're not what the Word of God says we are. But we realize, no, we are. In fact, we are too blessed to be cursed. And Jesus became poor that I might be made rich. And he took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. And by his wounds, I was healed. Yes. I was healed. I am healed. And I'm forever healed. Yes. And sickness ain't going to come near my dwelling place. I'm not going to have sickness and disease in my house because I'm healed. See, we can't be passive about it because the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The devil is violently trying to keep us out of what we have been given. He's trying to deceive us, and he's violently doing this. And we can't be passive. You can't be cute and nice. You've got to be violent about it. You got to be angry about it. When I found out that middle class wasn't just middle class, but it was poverty, I got angry. I'm sorry. I've been very upset the last few days. To think that I've been cursed, and Jesus took the curse, and I've been putting up with a cursed situation. Now you see, I look around. I'm very thankful. It's part of my problem. I'm very thankful. It's not really a problem, but I'm very thankful for everything I have. So thankful. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve a thing. But I'm so thankful because I feel like I'm the man that got everything. You know, because I shouldn't have anything. I feel like what I have everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so happy with what I have. It's easy to just become complacent in contentment. You understand? You want to be content, but not complacent. We need to be content and thankful for everything, so we're never anxious, we're never worried, we're never depressed about our life. But at the same time, we're not staying here when he has commissioned us, commanded us, and redeemed us for so much greater. You understand? So I'm mad about that I've settled. I didn't see that, but now I see that. I see it clear. I've already seen it, but now I really see it. You know what I'm saying? It's faith to faith. I'm seeing it clearer than I've ever seen it before, and I'm hoping that what I'm saying is clearing some things up for you. You might not see it the way I'm seeing it, but you're going to see it like you haven't seen it before. You understand what I'm saying? Because your faith, everybody's faith is coming up here. We're coming up. We're coming up. And faith fights, right? Because we fight the good fight of faith. We don't sleep the faith life. We fight. We fight.
So we're fighters. So when faith really takes hold, there's a fight about you. There's a determination. And what was her name again? Wendy. Wendy. Now, see, if the devil ever comes along and tries to poke you there, he tries to poke you again, you say, shut your little mouth. Get out of here. Because I know I was healed. I went up in the front of that service. God touched me. He healed me. Now, you have no place in me. And I'm not going to be deceived anymore. See, that's got to be your attitude. There was a guy, he pulled his ligaments, really messed his leg up playing basketball. And it was after a church service when I still lived out in Oklahoma. And I talked to him about what Jesus did for him. I laid hands on him. Power of God went into him. He was walking around with a brace on his leg. He took the brace off. He was completely healed. Went and played basketball that afternoon. The doctor said, now, you're not going to be able to do anything on this for a long time and everything else. And he'd got to be very cautious. But he went and played basketball. And I told him, I said, now, this is what's going to happen. I said, you're going to have to play basketball. And I said, all of a sudden, you're going to feel something. I didn't say basketball. I said, what's going to happen is, at some point, you're going to feel something in your leg, and the devil's going to tell you, see, now it's worse than it was before. You weren't really healed. And you need to tell the devil, you're a liar. I know I was healed. And you shake it off, and you just go forward. Well, the next week came, I saw him at church. He said, yeah, man, I went out and played basketball that afternoon. I've been great ever since. He said, and you know what? It happened just like you said. He said, I was playing basketball. I felt this pull in my leg, and these thoughts came, oh, now you did it. You made it worse than it was before. You weren't really healed. He said, but I remember what you said, and I knew it was the devil. So I said, devil, get out of here. I know I was healed in Jesus' name. He said, I shook him off and went back playing basketball. Been good ever since. Friend, I don't want to say we're in a war because the war is won. You understand what I'm saying? But there is a violent demon full of lies. But all he has is lies. That's all he has is lies. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. So it's just a matter of knowing the truth, believing it, understanding it, being rooted and grounded in it so that we're not moved and we're violent about it. It's like, you want to play with me? You want to get violent? You want to get violent with me with your lies, devil? And we got to get an attitude and get violent right back. Say, no, 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 no. Jesus set me free from that. And I'm too blessed. Can't be cursed. I can't be cursed. So if it looks like a curse, if it waddles like a curse, right? If it sounds like a curse, it's probably a curse. And it don't belong anywhere near you. Not even near you. Because he said no plague will come near thy dwelling. Thy dwelling. Now, the devil tried to make it look like it's near, but it can't be near. It can't be near. See, that's why that one time I got that revelation, you remember? I kept getting up in the night because I kept sensing the devil's presence. He was messing with me. And, you know, I'm sitting there wrestling, fighting with the devil every night and trying to pray and struggling in prayer. And I got a devil after me and God help me. We're under an attack. I was dealing with this every night. It kept waking me up. It was ruining my night's sleeps, which was ruining my days because I was exhausted all day long. So then one night I said, God, I said, we're under an attack. The whole church is under an attack. I can feel it. The next thing that came to me was a revelation from God's word. And the Lord said, under my feet, under my feet. And I stopped and I knew that was the Bible. Under my feet. And then I said, now wait a second. I said this. I'm in the dark room there. I'm out there sitting there on the coffee table. I don't drink coffee, but I was sitting on that table. And I said, now, wait a second. It feels like I'm under an attack. And I've heard it taught that we can be under an attack. But the Bible says the devil's under my feet. Now, if he's under my feet, how can I be under his attack? And I got it. I got it. I stood up. I said, devil, you're under my feet. I'm going to bed. Slept like a baby. Hallelujah. I didn't care if the devil had a pitchfork and was standing over my bed going, yeah. I would sleep like a baby. Why? Because I know it's a lie. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my, I don't have to get him under my feet. He's under my feet. I'm going to bed. Hallelujah. Shout, the devil's under my feet. So anything that's of the devil's under your feet. And do you understand how much God loves you and how great his mercy is towards you? Yes. You have to understand how merciful he is, that if you just turn to him, just turn to him, like the prodigal son. He was living in wicked conditions. And I doubt there's probably anybody in that place right now. But he was living in wicked conditions. But he just turned and started heading home. And daddy ran out. His father ran out there and put his robe on him, killed the fatted calf, had a big... I mean, he didn't just let him come back in the house. He restored him to royalty. He blessed him better than he was before. And you got to understand, that's God's attitude towards you, man. The devil's got to tell you, well, you messed up too much, and you got God all upset at you now, and you know, you're going to have to walk, you're going to have to kneel down and crawl on glass for a while, and you're going to have to walk on some hot coals, and you're going to have to take some lashings, and you made your bed, you're going to have to sleep in it, and this is just what you're going to have to put up, because you're just so bad. You're just so bad. Yeah. Well, you know what? But Jesus is so good. Jesus is so good. He's so much better than my bad, that when I turn to him and repent, he causes all my bad to become a blessing. He turns it all around for me. Hallelujah. So it's all turning. It's all turning. If you need something turned, just turn to him. I can't get it to turn around. Turn to him, praise God, and have confidence. I turn to him, everything turns around. When? Now. 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 Not next week, now. Not after you do 10 Hail Marys and 2 Our Fathers. Now! Amen. Everybody say now. 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 Say it like you're telling the devil. Now. 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 You don't be nice to the devil. You don't say, oh, Mr. Devil, would you please go away and leave me alone? You're empowering the devil. Your whining is empowering the devil. Stop whining. Stop whining to the devil. That's like singing his praises. You're singing the devil's praises. I hate my life. You ruined me. What you're saying is, devil, you're so wonderful. You're so much bigger than Jesus. Devil, you're not bigger than Jesus. Yeah. You fit under my feet. Yeah. Come out. Yeah. Quiet. Yeah. You can't have my mind. You can't have my body. Yeah. You can't have anything that belongs to me. It's mine. And the devil can't take it from us. Hallelujah. Well, stand on your feet and thank him. Praise God. We almost got to my text today. Hallelujah! Shout like you want a wall to come down. Glory! 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 Hallelujah!
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.